This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. One of the two former sheriff's officers facing murder charges in the death of Christian Glass pleaded not guilty Thursday. Glass was a 22-year-old man from Boulder who got his car stuck on some rocks near Idaho Springs and called 911 for help. When officers arrived, he said he was afraid to get out of his car. About an hour later, one officer, Andrew Buen, shot and killed him. Glass's mother, Sally, spoke to reporters outside the courtroom.
Hear that, not guilty. And it's like, Jesus, are you kidding me? You murdered our son intentionally and maliciously, and you've got the gall to say not guilty?
Buen faces a trial likely next year. His defense attorneys say they may file to change the location of the trial. In the trial for Nathan Woodyer, the Aurora police officer involved in the death of Elijah McClain, defense attorneys called their last witness before resting their case Thursday. CPR's Tony Gorman.
The day's only witness, Dr. Nadia Tereshchenko, told the jury that paramedics didn't give McClain a proper assessment before they injected him with a large dose of ketamine. She also pointed out that he couldn't protect his airways while sedated. McClain had vomited into the ski mask he was wearing after officers used a carotid hole to detain him. The state had no questions for Tereshchenko. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Today is the last day for testimony in the effort to disqualify Donald Trump from next year's Colorado ballot. Yesterday, Trump's attorneys presented witnesses who organized and attended the attack on the U.S. Capitol in 2021. They testified the mood there was not violent and that they didn't interpret Trump's speech as a call to rebellion. A ruling in the case is expected later this month, and it is almost certain to be appealed. Just over 500,000 Coloradans have returned their ballots for this fall's election. That's less than 15% of active voters, but turnout so far is ahead of the last odd-year election in 2021. Election Day is this coming Tuesday, and our voter guide is at CPR.org. This is CPR News.